only just reminded me I'm going to year five. It seemed just like yesterday I was coming in here as a rookie. But obviously as the years go on, the team definitely changes. We feel good about where we're at. Feel good about where we're at, the people we have on this team, and as well as, you know, my growing role. So I'm pleased with the 2 days we put forth, but there's still a long road ahead of us.
What do you think of that first-round draft pick of the Packers? Is he going to be an impact player?
We're sure hoping so. You know, he's out of UCLA, so we'll see. But, no, I mean, in all seriousness, though, I mean, he's shown a lot of promise. Obviously, we're just in helmets, so it'll be good to see him in pads.
What kind of shampoo did you use today?
It'll be good to see him in pads and see what he brings to the table.
So, Clay, how has your life changed since you signed the contract, if at all?
My life has not changed in any regards whatsoever since I signed the contract.
So, same old guy, nothing is different.
Nothing's different.
Do you feel you have to prove more, or has that always been your motivation?
That's always been my motivation, is to come out here, you know, each and every Sunday and make a name for myself. So nothing has changed, just obviously the salary. So, I mean, it's part of the deal. You know, that's obviously, I mean, there's a number of reasons why we play this game, but I mean, I'm very fortunate to be in the position I'm at, so it doesn't add any extra pressure. You know, I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I'm going to do, and I mean, that's lead this team and be a playmaker.
You said at year five, I mean, you've had plenty of experience around this. What is putting the pads on? Does that separate the men from the boys? Does it show you who's a practice player and who's really a player?
Well, I think it's just a step in the right direction as far as where we need to go. We've obviously had a great offseason with IPWs and OTAs, but now it's on, you know, putting the pads and with real live bullets. So we'll start tomorrow and see where we're at. I'm sure it'll be a little messy. I know for myself included. And then we'll keep gearing up, hit that scrimmage and preseason running.
How much of it becomes a grind now that you're in your fifth year? You kind of know how it goes. Try to measure your approach a little bit more.
Well, it's always a grind. I mean, that's for sure. You know, you're staying in the dorms and they try and keep you out of your comfort zone, but at the same time, make it as conducive. I think that's the right word, an environment to learning around here. So, you know, it's part of the deal. I mean, that's what you come here for camp, is obviously to work hard, see what you've got going in the season, be ready come week one.
Did you see the comments by Colin Kaepernick saying the Packers defense was in disarray during that playoff game, arguing amongst themselves?
Yeah, I saw them. I mean, you know, they obviously played well that game. They beat us, so, I mean, more power to them, but we've talked enough about that game. So, fortunately, we'll get another shot week one, and, I mean, hopefully it's the other way around.
Is that game a motivator at all during the off season? You know, just to come back and prove yourselves?
I think it's just going to be a good test. Obviously, to start out week one, much like last year, I know we came up short as well in week one, but to play a very good team, it's a good starting point for the season. So, hopefully we can come out with a big win. I know we're kind of looking ahead, but come out with a big win, that would, you know, be a big win.
Another kind of finer question, you talk about still learning. What are you still learning, or are you really refining the game at this point?
You know, I'm always learning. But at this point, it's definitely the little nuances of the game. It's not so much about, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing, but, you know, where my players around me are fitting, offensive tendencies, little things that are kind of hard to describe to, you know, you, the media, as far as what, you know, what I'm looking for out there on the field. So, you know, always improving my game. So, you know, I hope that this year, and I know it will be better than last year, and so on and so forth.
You guys have lost a few playmakers over the years, Charles being the latest. Is it still a defense that can turn people over on a regular basis, or what do you have to do to get to that level, having lost a few?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously Charles is a fantastic playmaker, and we did miss out on his play for most of the season last year, and I thought we played well. So it's about keeping that up. We've done a very good job at maintaining turnovers and that turnover margin with our offense and defense. So as long as we continue to do that and improve some things, I think we're moving in the right direction, and we showed that last year.
You see some playmakers ready to step up, some maybe new faces that we haven't seen?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I couldn't give you names specifically, but it's time for younger guys to step up. You know, it's not just you're a rookie anymore, a second-year player. You know, the time is now, especially, like you said, losing veteran players. I mean, now's the time, myself included.
Clay, you guys had a linebacker drill that was entertaining the crowd quite a bit when you were kind of running around in circles. Can you describe that drill, and is it fun for you guys?
It's tiring for us. It's, you know, it's just to help you kind of, you know, open up your hips, turn the corner. Nothing fun for the fans except for the fact that we chase each other. Just as a little extra motivation, but it's tiring, but it's part of the deal.
With Charles gone, do you have to assume more of a leadership role than you have in the past?
You know, I don't think so. I think, you know, I've been able through the years to, you know, prove myself on this field. I think I've done so with my level of play, but it offers more opportunity to lend advice, especially, and not just with him gone, but myself maturing and now going into my fifth year, as we described, to offer advice, and I'm always willing to give it out. I mean, it, you know, it was from the outside linebacker to the D-line to the secondary today. You know, if I have something to say, and then I'm going to say it.
Clay, is it time for the NFL to take more steps to level the playing field as far as performance-enhancing drugs goes? It seems like they're inching closer. The new CBA talked about it quite a bit. It seems like they're inching towards that HGH testing. Are you in favor of that to level the playing field?
Absolutely. I've been in favor of that for a long time now. I'm glad it's finally, it looks like we're taking steps in the right direction to even the playing field. I know a lot of players have come out in favor of it. So I'm looking forward to it. I think, you know, from speaking with my father when he played and they leveled the playing field back in the day, it's always interesting to see, you know, the players who maintain their level of play and those who fall off. But I also think it's just a step in the right direction in regards to sports in general.
Is it an open secret with guys in the locker room that you kind of look at guys on other teams and wonder that kind of thing? If like, how is that guy that big, that fast? I mean, fans probably wonder the same thing.
You know, I think it's just, I mean, we got some talented players around here. I mean, there's some studs around the league, but you know, we'll see when the time comes. But for the time being, we got to deal with some pretty good players out there.
Has there been any emphasis yet from Don and his staff about containing quarterbacks like Kaepernick and RG3?
Well, there's just been a lot more emphasis on stopping their type of play, which is keeping plays alive, scrambling, the read option, take play. So I know we put a lot more emphasis on that. Puts a lot more stress on the outside pass rushers like myself as far as keeping them contained and you know, not just constantly rushing the passer as we're accustomed to doing. So it's a renewed focus on how they play the game, how those mobile quarterbacks play the game.
Do they do any drill work at the start of this training camp, or is that just something down the road?
No, we've been working on it for quite some time now. Throughout OTAs, IPWs, you know, we're getting ready for it for when we see it, because we know we are, especially through preseason and through the beginning of the year, especially starting out with San Francisco and, you know, Redskins. You know, you got to figure you're going to have two healthy quarterbacks who are going to run their offense. So we'll be ready, though.
What do you think of the musical breaks this year and any music that you like or you would like?
Well, I guess it simulates TV timeouts within the game. So it's a chance, as they were showing, to get our heart rate down, give us a little break during practice. So I'm all for it. Anytime we play some music and break up the monotony of practice, it's great.
Did you recognize all the music today?
I don't think I was really listening to it too much. I heard a little reggae at the end, but I might be a little too young. I'm still an 80s baby.
Are you convinced the defense will be better this year?
Am I convinced? Well, I'm always convinced that our defense is going to be better than the year before. My play, individuals play. I mean, that's what you have to believe, and I think we will.